So we will call this emergency board meeting to order on June 5th at 4:32 with a roll call. Nick Bauscher.
Tyler DeHulst.
Samantha Shook.
Bill Davis.
Stephanie Swigart.
Joshua Ramos.
Steve Beller.
Elizabeth Callison.
Debbie Dean.
Stephanie Gathers.
Casey Carrington.
Carol Young.
All right, thank you. All right, so I think everyone received the email and the resignation letter from Amy, so we all know why we are here. We are trying to come up with a plan for next year, basically, and then at the retreat next week, we'll come up with a bigger plan, a bigger picture on what we're going to do after that. But it is very late in the game to be hiring someone new, obviously. So basically, kind of to run down what happened, it was the Friday before Memorial Day. Amy called me, said that she was leaving, had found another job, was picking between two. I let Steve know. We talked a little bit, and then we decided that we would meet with Amy to accept her resignation the week after. So everyone was off Monday, and then she met with the admin team on Tuesday. Told them, and then we met on Wednesday to accept her resignation, talked to her a little bit, and then we decided that we needed an emergency board meeting before our retreat to try and get ahead of things. I believe she told the staff the next day or the day after, which was last Thursday or Friday. Steve and I asked to meet with Stephanie and Casey just to see where they were at. So we did that on Monday. And now we're here, so I'm gonna kind of let them say what they would like to see, because we're not the ones in the day-to-day and have to deal with it every day, and they're a pretty tight-knit team, and I think they have some good ideas. So I'm kind of gonna pass it over to them, and then we'll hop into closed session, because there is some sensitive material probably that we want to discuss. We'll come out of closed session, we'll vote on the plan, and then we're going to talk about a communication plan to teachers and staff. Parents and staff. So, sound good? Mm-hmm. All right. I'll pass off to the admin team.
Okay. So obviously when Amy told us, we knew there were a lot of changes coming. Like you said, it is pretty late. We've got a lot of stuff that we had already planned for the summer, for professional development, for when teachers get back, a lot of new hires that already happened, things like that. So, in our discussions, which have been many, obviously the academic to the school is our biggest focus still, and we still want to keep that. We had a great training yesterday, and to go over some literacy goals and things like that. So as far as academics, our admin team is still focused on those first and foremost, but we really want to take, really it's almost an opportunity with Amy leaving to really define what a school principal or director or executive director, whatever that title would be, what that role is. Because right now, it's kind of up in the air. I think that was a hard thing with Amy, is what was her role? As a principal with both schools, there's so many things to do in both schools. Where does she go? And as assistants or deans of students, what is our role with that? So we really want to take the opportunity to really define what that role is, and how we would like to do that is take what Amy was doing and split it up between our admin team, primarily the three of us, and really take the things that we can do them, and the things that we're unable to do or we feel that a director could do, put that into like a job title or a job description. Over the year, build that job description with the director and things like that. So that's something that we would like to do, and also just having a principal in each building would be something that would be really beneficial for the teachers in those buildings. I think having somebody in building who's always in the classroom, in the hallways, out front, that the teachers can go to is huge. Just someone that they know as the leader of the school. Whereas Amy being in both buildings, being off campus with meetings and things like that, a lot of times she wasn't seen as much as she wanted to be seen, as much as teachers would have wanted her to be seen. So having a principal in both buildings would be really beneficial as far as that goes. So really it's a learning year, but the people you see right here, I think, are as tight-knit a group as you'll ever see. We we really just want the schools to succeed. That's what we're here for. So we're not going anywhere. We know this year's going to be a lot more work than years past, but it's something that we really think will benefit the school in the future. So
immediately, what would you prefer that we do moving forward for next year?
I think with me being in the elementary already for the last couple of years, I would take over the principalship of the elementary. Stephanie would be the principal in the junior high, and Debbie would be like a business manager. She wears a ton of hats already, so she would continue wearing that hat, and between the three of us, really manage the school and take on a lot of Amy's duties. And then obviously with help from like Beth and Terrell, who would also have added duties, really make it work.
So I would be responsible for the state compliance reporting, which I have been very involved with Amy in doing that already. So I'm confident it is going to be more to do it alone, but I am confident that I can do it. And of course we'll coordinate and work together with that. And so, but I can take that piece off of the principal so they can worry about the school, the students, the teachers, and I can basically be the district.
Would you be looking at vice principals for each of the buildings as well?
As of right now, no. In the future, if that's something that we think we would want to do, yes, but as of now, this year, we're going to kind of ride with.
Well, currently, PC has Terrell, and she really fits a lot of that role already. And Stephanie does have supports for engineering. We know that there are going to be holes, but we don't know where the holes are going to be until we.
Okay, where are the holes now?
Well, we don't know.
Well, so I kind of see it as two options. We scramble and hire someone new, bring them in. They may change a lot of stuff. They may not. The other option would be to stick with what we have, name Casey interim principal, and Stephanie would be vice principal. They would stay where they're at. Debbie would take care of what Amy was doing with reporting and compliance. And then sometime in January, we would post and then try and start hiring someone or come up with a plan over the next, you know, 3 or 4 months once we come back from break as to what we want, if we want an executive and two principals, or if we want to hire exactly what we had before. So
I propose we do a special task force for that. Yeah. Call a special task force, and then we can have just a couple meetings throughout the year to identify how things are going. And building that position and making a job description for each one of them throughout the year. So by the time we get to January, when we post, we can decide which position we're posting. And then starting to use.
I think the staff would appreciate keeping the status quo right now, just because they know we're safe. They know we've been here. I think pulling in somebody right away and changing everything, I think we'll send the staff a message of instability.
Yeah. This is going to be going a little bit back to Opa's roots in a way, where we had Kathy running the elementary as a principal, we had Bobby at the junior high, and then we had Academica as more of a business piece. And the advantage to that was back then each building had a clear person that teachers, parents, students felt that they could go to. We've already sat down and kind of looked at what Amy does that we'll be taking on. There are some big pieces like teacher evaluation that have been on her plate that we would divide up between the buildings. And as we've looked at it, it's going to be a lot. Like Debbie said, we don't know exactly, but we feel we can divvy it up. And then that will allow us to either build that executive director position or say, well, we're going to build two strong principals. Maybe we do need to get a second at the junior. I just kind of conceptualize the structure of the rules better.
Well, there's things that we're going to take on this year that will be a burden, but we're willing to step up to that and do it. But then as we're doing it, we can say, this is something that is not reasonable to continue to do year after year, so we need somebody else to take that. Maybe that's another district-type director, like a curriculum director, but maybe it's an executive director, maybe it's a technician. We don't know what kinds of pieces are going to be things that we're saying we need somebody who can do this because we can't keep doing it long term.
How much of the current staff is turning over this year? Like, how many new teachers are?
We have 10 new teachers coming in.
Is that pretty typical?
We do. It is a growing problem in education as a whole, the whole state. I don't know about the nation, but I know the state is having a lot of retention issues. Teachers who they get into it and decide they don't want to do it anymore. We've had a few of those. We have a lot of movement, whether their spouse gets a job somewhere else or they decide they just want to go to a different state. A lot of that, which is a trend among younger workers.
Well, retention's a big problem across just business altogether.
Are all 10 filled already, or are we still seeking?
We are still looking for a part-time Spanish teacher. Oh, and a fourth grade teacher. We had one fourth grade teacher resign last week.
It's all elementary.
All right, anything else to add?
I know that you had asked Amy to put together a salary schedule in the past, and she started to put one together. She and I have been working on that for weeks and then kind of got tabled and stagnant, and I know there was some conversation that came up with Casey and Stephanie about what that would look like. So we just put together, look at this if you'd like. So the front page is what we've put together. And then the back pages are things I pulled from Ogden, Weber, and Davis, so you can see how it compares. We realize that we are new, and we're growing, and we're a charter, and we're run school. And so we try to account for that as we've looked at the different positions. It is really difficult because a principal, a business manager, someone at a charter level does same jobs as a district, just on a smaller scale. So it's really hard. It's not apples to apples, but we try to kind of pull and look and come up with something that seems reasonable. And this is what we're looking for this summer.
All right, we'll take a look. Any questions right now for the admin team, or can we hop into close? Is that good? Everyone good? Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
Okay, I motion that we enter closed session to discuss the reputation, character, or mental or physical health of an individual, but not his or her professional competence.
I'll second.
All right, all those in favor, roll call vote. Nick Bauscher, aye.
Tyler DeHulst, aye.
Samantha Shabai.
Phil Davis, aye.
Stephanie Swagger, aye.
Mr. Oswald.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Okay. Oh, yeah, let's just say.
We need to vote to come out of close. Can we turn off the close one now?
No, you can leave it on. All right, we will have a vote now to exit closed session. Aye, Nick Bauscher.
Aye, Tyler DeHulst.
I'll make a motion that we come out of closed session.
I'll second.
All right, roll call vote. Aye, Nick Bauscher.
Aye, Tyler DeHulst.
Aye, Samantha Shoup.
Aye, Bill Davis.
Aye, Stephanie Swagger.
Aye, Bill Davis.
Aye, Steve Ellen.
All right. We're out of closed session, now back in open session. We have a proposal to make for the school year 2019-2020. The proposal is to name Casey interim principal for the year. I will entertain a motion to vote on that.
I make a motion that we extend a contract with Casey to be the interim principal of Longport.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion passes. All right, so I am going to draft a communication from the board to send out to parents, and then if you guys can come up with a communication to send out to teachers. I'm gonna send mine to the board first, then I'll send it to you guys just for your blessings, and then probably have Debbie send it out PDF form and just say please see communication from board from the Ogden Prep board. Does that work?
Yeah.
All right, and we'll hopefully send that out tomorrow. So if you guys can just reply back, give you a couple hours to reply back and say yay or nay, and give you guys a couple hours and hopefully tomorrow afternoon send it out. So.
And then.
I'm sorry, who seconded the? I was busy typing.
I did.
And part of the reason we want to do this way is then you do what set up the admin help the admin that we, you know, in the past, the board doesn't vote on all those other positions, so we vote on that. And then if you can help us put together a contract, and then we'll put together a contract, the board can look at it, and they'll extend it, and you guys can just move forward on what you want. I think what we'd like to do is try and figure out, and I know it's always touchy when we start talking about money, but I think what we prefer is that we do some stipends or, you know, or something like that, rather. I don't think until we get with Red Apple and we start to go down this exploratory road of how we want to do it and things like that, I don't think we totally know. But, you know, so I guess in a way, those, rather than change all the salaries around and then have to go back and change it all around, I think what we'd rather do is Sam's idea. Try to work that out through, you know, and figure out what is this fair stipend for extra work.
And that's what we were talking about this morning too, is we had that same thought that we just could establish our salary schedule for the jobs that we have normally,
yeah,
and then a stipend for anything that
additional. Yeah. Then as we explore it through this year and then we make a decision, we vote on it, I think we'll have a clear picture. We did have a few questions that if somebody can make sure to ask Red Apple tomorrow in your meeting, because I think Laura's gone. And so I don't think we have anybody on from the board on that.
Okay. Right.
But what would those, what can, what are, should those stipends be, and kind of discuss that, make sure it gets in the budget. And then we need to make sure our bond covenants, you know, I think when you make changes to admin that it triggers things as far as the bond. So I guess we need to know for bond exactly what that is. And what are the next steps? You know, I think we have to notify them in writing. We have to have a succession plan and some of those other things. So you can get all that information from Red Apple and then let us know in an email form.
And then we'll need to start working on switching the bank accounts and all that other email and all that stuff.
Signing.
Kind of what we had talked about doing is by taking the day-to-day financial burden off of their shoulders so they can meet with parents and students and collaborate as a financial team, but the improving bill.com and all that kind of stuff.
Do you guys have those kind of roles defined on what each is going
to? Yeah.
Okay.
One thing, pulled up a sheet and just started kind of, you know, filling stuff in under each of us.
I think we probably, I think maybe next, I don't know if you guys can have it done in a week, but
if
you guys if
you want to
have it, then it would be good to see.
One thing we can talk about, we have a lot of policies that we
first. Yeah, if you can sign in, that'd be great.
What time is it?
Like our financial policy, you know, it requires
it lasts, usually it's about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we wondered if there might be some kind of resolution, more resolution that says, you know, something to get us through the year so this doesn't all fall in case it's allowed to designate someone else, or you're allowed to designate someone else to do it without us having to rewrite all the policies.
Okay.
So we thought we'd wrap something up for that. Okay.
So did you want to take up emailing Erin just to write this all about her?
Okay. Yeah, I'll email Erin.
Will you also ask her about that if we needed to?
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I was talking about something.
So a temporary resolution to grant financial decision and approval to the admin team versus director. So a lot of the policies and bylaws read that the director has to do this and the director has to do that, but they're going to act more as a team.
Yeah.
So, you know, for some sort of a temporary resolution.
Yeah. Okay.
What time is the finance meeting tomorrow?
11.
I'll try to be there.
Okay.
All right.
Also motion that the bill will be on the finance committee. Just volunteers.
All right, anything else until next week? All right, so we have a pretty long board meeting next week. We have a lot to approve, and then we're going to jump into the retreat, and then we obviously have a lot to discuss, but we can also discuss a lot of those things outside of the board meeting too. So if we're going too long, we can pass that off to the task force. And but next week is our last board meeting until August. So
I'll get policies up as fast as I can, so give me as much time to look at them.
Is it 4 or 4:30?
4:30.
Tomorrow. Or I mean
next week?
4:30 or 4?
I think it's 4:30, but yeah, can everyone do 4?
Okay, so I mean, the food at 5:30?
I can do 4.
I can do 4.
Can everyone do?
Show up a little bit late.
Okay.
If we do 4.
Do you have an agenda already or no?
Yeah, we built it before this. Yeah, it has not been posted,
gotcha.
But she will.
The board meeting be posted. Yes.
Okay.
Can everyone do 4 next week?
Yeah.
On Wednesday, just to start earlier so we can...
It might be closer to 4:15.
Okay. I think it'll be okay if we've got a couple people late, but if we start at 4, then we can start approving. Okay, Josue and Steve, can you guys do 4?
I have 4.
Okay.
4 to 7.
All right. So we'll stick with
so
that then.
So 4 or
4:30? Yeah. 4. We're going to do 4.
4 p.m. to 12.
Okay. Anything else? Let's go to the order. All right, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Adjourned.
Thank you, thank you.